October 10th, 2001, interview with Isabella and Helen, who were originally from Lincoln Place, Granite City, Illinois. This project is studying Lincoln Place for History 447 with Dr. Valk at SIUE. The interviewer, my name's Amanda Fraunfelder. Okay. Isabella and Helen, what is your background?
Our background, our heritage, our parents are both Armenians, Ankine and Avedis Parsagian.
Can you spell those?
Okay, Ankine is A-N-K-E-E-N.
I-N. That's how I spelled it. Okay,
and Avedis, A-V-E-D-I-S, Avedis.
That's good.
Parsagian, P-A-R-S-A-G-H-I-A-N.
Okay. And were they the ones who immigrated from Armenia?
Yes. My father came to America, I don't recall the year, but my mother and sister came in 1920.
So your father came before your mother and your sister?
He came over here and World War I started, so he wasn't able to bring my mother over until the war ended.
Did he come before or after the war started?
He came here before the war started, and he settled in Granite City, and he ran a restaurant. He was a very good cook, and then he sent for my mother and sister, and my uncle brought them over, and they got here in December of 1920.
Okay, and there's you and Helen, and you have a third sister as well?
The sister that was born over there, and then we had an older brother. He was born first. He was born in 1921, and then I was 1923, and Helen in 1926.
You're the youngest?
Mm-hmm. I'm the baby.
All right, and so your family settled in this area. Mm-hmm. Did they come straight to St. Louis, or did they stop in New York?
They stopped at Ellis Island.
Okay.
And my uncle and aunt were with them, and it seems like my aunt developed hives. I guess she got nervous or something, and they wouldn't let them come to Granite City. So my father went to New York and brought them back. My mother and sister got here first, but my uncle and aunt were held in Ellis Island, and until my father went after them and brought them back.
And then they came straight to
Granite City. Mm-hmm.
And when he first came over, did he come straight to Granite City?
No, I believe they went to, at that time they were building the railroads, and I think that he did a little work on the railroads, wasn't it? I think in Montana, Helen? Yeah, I remember that. They worked on the railroads a little bit until he came back and settled here in Granite City, and he opened up a restaurant. He was a very good cook, and he had a lot of customers. The teachers from Washington School, I remember, he spoke of. Mm-hmm. They would go from Washington School to Lincoln Place for their lunch or for their, I don't know if it was supper or lunch, but he did the cooking for them.
Because there were no other restaurants.
There were no restaurants.
No place for the teachers to eat.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay, and then which village was your family from? Do you recall?
Yes, oh yes. They were from Moush. Moush, Armenia. M-O-U-S-H.
M-O-U-S-H.
Armenia.
And is that where most of your ancestors were from, with that village, the
all
same village? Okay. And why did your father choose to leave?
Well, they knew of America, and he wanted a better place for his family. They were married, and he left for America, and then my sister was born there, but the war came, World War I started, and he could not get back there. So my sister was 10, 11 years old by the time they got over here, and she hadn't seen him, he hadn't seen her. So my mother used to tell us a story. They got to the depot, train depot. They had a train depot here in Granite City. It's still there. And my sister was telling me this a couple years ago. She was waiting for her father to pick her up. So if there was a man coming toward them, she would say, "Is that my father?" And my mother would say, "No, your father's good looking." Yes, he was very nice looking. He looks just like Charlie. My father, in the meantime, went to New York, so they missed each other. He's over there waiting for them, and they're over here. So they had quite a mix-up until my father got back, and then they lived in Lincoln Place. He had a place for them on Maple Street.
Maple Street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On Monday, we did a walking tour through Lincoln Place, and V, our tour guide, emphasized the importance of the community center.
Oh, yes.
And I wanted to know what role it had in your life.
Oh, it had a very important role for all of us. We went to Sunday school there. That's where we got our religious training. We went to Bible school there. Vacation Bible school was the whole month of June. Then we went there for sewing classes. They taught us how to hem stitch handkerchiefs, do embroidery work. And then later on, we learned how to sew a dress. We made clothes there. And at the end of the summer, at the end, like the last week of August, we learned how to dance. We had dancing lessons there, too. Alice Sobolewski was our teacher. So at the last week of August, all of our handiworks, all of our sewing pieces were all on display. And then they would have a program in the gym, and we had the different dance classes, the different age groups would perform. So it was a big evening. It culminated into this one evening with our sewing, our embroidery work, dresses, whatever we made. And the boys had like a wood cutting thing in the basement of the, under the gym, there was a basement there, and they did woodwork. So there was something for the girls and the boys, and it would end up in August. So we were busy June, July, and August, but the whole month of June was Bible school.
Okay, and you mentioned the dance classes,
mm-hmm.
And who did you say your dance instructor was?
Louise Gearhoff. I think she's Louise Chambro. Now, I don't know if she's still living or not. I haven't seen her for a long time. Do you remember her?
No.
I do. She was our teacher. She was mine. And she was a nice, these were just older women that lived in the community, older girls, and they would take over a class. And Alice Sobolewski, I don't know if I don't know if she's still alive or not. But she was the one that taught us the sewing and the, she was in charge of everything there.
Okay, how do you spell Louise's last name?
Chambro, Chambro.
And Alice's?
Sobolewski was Sobolewski, I think, Sobolewski.
Okay, and At the community center, were there different ethnicities, or was it
together?
Uh-huh.
We were all
together.
Hungarians, we were
Armenians, Bulgarians,
Greeks. We had a Greek family next door. We were just together all the time. Friday night was girls' night at the clubhouse, and we would go in and play basketball or whatever.
In the gym.
Gym. We had Friday night was girls' night.
Okay, and so you said you played basketball, mm-hmm. or you just got
together?
We would
pick a team and play basketball. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you mentioned earlier, right before the interview started, that you felt that you got more of a diverse background and you were able to socialize with different people by living in Lincoln Place. Do you feel that it made you more accepting of other cultures? Do you feel that you learned more from that?
Yes, we did, didn't we, or Helen?
Sure.
The Armenians had, we had a nice Armenian community there, and we had Armenian school, and we had the Armenian Relief Society. We had,
Men's coffee house.
ARF. We had the men's ARF club. We had an Armenian coffee house. And we would go to Armenian school. In fact, we had to go to Armenian school. Let me put it that way.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
We can read and write Armenian.
Oh, we ought to show her something in Armenian.
Get some of the, is there anything there? Mm-hmm. Yes, we can read and write Armenian.
Oh, really?
So when we were grade school, before we got to Central School, or before the eighth grade, we went to Armenian school 4 nights a week after supper.
And where was the Armenian school held at?
Well, we have the Armenian club down there. There's a building right across from the community center.
Yeah.
We were on one side. There was men's club there on one side.
Coffee house,
Armenian coffee house. And we were on the other
coffee. You don't have a Turkish coffee cup.
Yeah,
I've
got a lot of them up here on the cabinet. They would get together.
Too bad we don't have some Turkish coffee today.
I have. I have pulverized coffee there, Sinan. I think, at the time when we were in school, I always felt, that's a coffee cup.
And if somebody came to our house, all my mother had to do was raise her eyebrows like that, and
that was a signal.
Get off your buns and make some Turkish coffee, and see, this is what you make it in. This is the japsa.
Oh, and how do you spell that japsa?
You spell japsa for her.
J-A-V-Z-A.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very ornate. Very beautiful.
Yeah, Charlie brought that from Greece.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That came from Greece.
See,
now
the
other ones
make the Turkish coffee too.
The other ones on the dolab there are from Japan, I think. You know, growing up, I felt I'm Armenian, but after a while, I was
too bad we don't have Turkish coffee in the house. We could
we
make
do
our
have.
You want to try a little?
Sure, I love it.
I'll get up in a minute. Okay. Yeah, and then you do the talking, and then I'll make the coffee. Yeah.
How lovely. Thank you. So you were saying growing up as an Armenian?
I think, at the time.
Excuse me.
At the time, I don't know. Oh, I knew that we had foreign parents, but we all did, growing up with
Hungarians,
Macedonians,
Greeks.
We had nice Hungarian neighbors and Greek neighbors.
Yeah.
I think we were very fortunate the way we grew up.
Mm-hmm. A lot of ethnic groups around.
Yeah. if we had an Armenian affair, the other nationalities would come. When they had the Mexican festivals,
everybody would go.
They had the Hungarian dances at the Hungarian home. They would come in their Hungarian costumes, and we would all go. We were like, I think I would compare it to like a large family. And everyone respected their neighbors. And everyone knew their neighbors. Around here, you could ask me who lives two doors away, and I don't know. And I've lived with them for a long time here, but I don't know who they are. I don't even know their names. But when we were growing up there, we used to play a game, and we would take like a street, and we would take the houses, and we would give the last name. We knew who they were. All the way down to Walnut Street and Olive Street, we knew who they were. We knew each other.
Now nobody cares.
I don't know who lives two doors down. I don't know who they are. They come and go. It's an old couple. I don't know who they are.
And you were mentioning that you went to the Armenian school at night?
Yes, after supper.
After supper. So you went to a regular school during the day?
That's right.
And did that start in kindergarten or first grade?
Well, it was a beginner class. We had a beginner class, and then we would learn the alphabet and reading and writing, and it went on for a few years. I can't remember how many years we went, though.
I wish I had my Armenian Bible. Do you have one in the house for her to look at?
Yeah, in my cedar chest, I have an Armenian Bible. Yeah, I have an Armenian Bible.
Yeah, if she could just see the print, it would.
Where's the outreach? Find the outreach there.
American.
Is there some Armenian in it? Is that the outreach?
Yes.
Yeah. Usually there's.
See, now this is Armenian right here, honey.
Oh, it's beautiful.
36 letters in the alphabet.
Oh, there's 36 letters in the alphabet?
Yep.
That's a lot to learn.
But see, when you're young like we were, it's easier to learn. Now, if somebody's 55 and has to start learning Armenian, it's a pain in, you know.
That
it's
would
a little
be
bit
hard.
Different.
So you learned both English and Armenian growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you felt that, was that your parents' discipline or lack of television?
When I started school, I didn't know English.
When you started school here, you didn't
yes.
know English?
Yes, at the Washington School, I did not know English. But you learned.
Thank you. So you went to Central and then Washington?
Washington School.
Washington School.
They tore the school down a couple of years ago. But that's where we all went to school, Washington School.
Washington. And the other groups, like the Hungarian?
They went. We all went together.
Did they have their own night classes as well?
I don't think they did. I'm not aware of any other nationality having a class or a school, but we did. We learned to read and write. We learned songs. We learned the dancing. We were in a...
This is the Armenian print. But see, when you're young, it's easier to learn things like that.
They even had us costumed, and we performed at the International Festival in St. Louis. Our teacher had us over there. Do you remember that, Helen?
No.
I do.
There is an international festival?
Mm-hmm. In St. Louis. Mm-hmm.
And you perform dancing?
Dancing and singing. We sang and we danced.
And how old were you when you attended your first one?
Well, it's about 10, 12 years old. We were, or younger, I don't remember. But I remember doing that. In fact, they had something on TV about the International Festival. And I thought, I remember that place because we went there.
And where did they hold? old Armenian church service is at.
We didn't have Armenian church then.
Back then.
Back then we didn't have it. So we went to, on the end of our block, there was the Baptist mission. So we would go to Sunday school either at the community center there or to the Baptist mission. I think that's where we got our formal religious training. And we didn't have the Armenian church until 1954.
In Granite City?
In Granite City on Maple Street. That opened December 1954.
There's one in Swansea by my old neighborhood.
Yeah, and I don't know too much about that one. I think that came after ours. They have a big settlement in, of Armenians in East St. Louis and Belleville now, or Swansea or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So you felt a sense of community living in Lincoln Place?
Oh, yes, very much so. Our friends were all, I had a very dear friend that was Macedonian, and another one that was Hungarian, Mary Veras and Dorothy Rapoff. And all the Armenian girls.
One of my very dearest friends was Mexican.
Mexican girl.
Really?
Oh, I loved her. Rosie Salazar.
Yeah, sure.
We were like one family.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't care if they were Greek. Well, we had Greek neighbors. We didn't care what nationality they were. It was the person that counted.
And how long did you live in Lincoln Place? What year did you move out?
I lived there till got married, and I still live there.
What year were you married?
1948.
And then you continued to live there afterwards?
About 5 years, yeah.
And Helen, how long did you stay in Lincoln Place?
Until you got married. You've been married for what, 25, 26 years?
I forgot what year I got married.
Well, subtract 2001 from 25 or 26. When did you get married? 76 you got married.
That's
June
right.
The 6th.
I'm not sure if I asked you this earlier. What year were you born in? Can I ask?
Sure.
Your birthday?
1923.
What day?
July 16th.
Oh, mine's the 19th.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And Helen, when was your birthday?
August 16th, 1926. Right?
Okay. And both of your husbands were Armenian?
No, mine was not. He was American.
I was Armenian.
And were either of them in the service?
Yes, Chance was in service, World War II.
C-H-A?
Charles.
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 Okay. And what was your husband's name?
Donald.
Okay.
And he was in the service too.
Oh.
He was. He had a lifetime thing, but when it was time to go, he went. You know.
We had a brother in the Marine Corps and a nephew in the Navy and another nephew in the Marine Corps.
What were your fondest memories of Lincoln and living in Lincoln?
Fondest memories. The thing that I remember most is my mother telling us fairy tales. We would sit out on our back porch in the summertime and we would you know, if a star would fall, oh, there's star falling, a star, star falling. And we would sit out on the porch, and my mother would have like watermelon or fruit, and we would listen to her tell Armenian fairy tales. And we were talking about this the other day. We didn't think to write any of them out. Of course, we can't remember them now. But she would tell us stories, fairy tales, and then she would tell us the way she and my sister got
escaped
the Turkish massacres.
Kent, may I ask, how did they escape?
Oh, it was bad. It was bad. Running away at night, hiding in the fields, in the wheat field. The one time, she said, the Turkish horsemen came, and if you're hiding, and the horses jumped over them and didn't touch their bodies at all, it was a miracle. And they would hide during the day and travel at night so they wouldn't get caught.
Is that while your father was
My father was here, and the massacre started over there. So my mother was separated from her family and just took my sister, and I guess they're all scattered, and they never did get together, never found out where the others were. It was sad. Because my mother would always talk about her sisters. She named me after her younger sister. She had a younger sister she lost.
Oh. And your father was able to rescue them from it?
No. See, he was over here.
In America.
But he would be able to
bring her. Yeah. They had a way of, I don't know where the list was, like, who was still alive, but somehow he found out she was still there. My mother and sister were there. So he had his younger brother here. So he sent him to Armenia to bring them back, and he did.
Were they able to bring any of the other relatives over?
No, that's all that he could find, and no, they were separated. They never did find out what happened to the other relatives.
Mm-hmm.
Sad, isn't it? I think it is, because it was a big family. She had three other sisters. What was her name? Hanım.
I don't remember.
Sabel. And Zaruhi. Yeah, there were four girls in my mother's family. And my father, he brought his younger brother over here, and the others were massacred. We never had grandparents. You know, I used to envy the kids from West Granite or wherever they were from. They would talk about going to their grandmother's house on the weekends, or they would vacation there. We never knew our grandparents.
So do you value your time with your grandchildren now?
I don't have any grandchildren, but I have three kids. I have two sons and a daughter and a son-in-law.
Ah, that's
my sister had three sons, our older sister, who's in a nursing home here. And they have children, and we cater to them, you know, as much as we can, as much as we see them.
And I have no children.
Okay. I'm trying to think of, honestly, did you know other members of Lincoln Place that were genocide survivors?
Oh, yes, they all were. They all were. Our parents' friends,
age,
you know
that age,
that
group.
Generation. Yeah, they went through the same thing. The Hagopians, the Manugians, the Mabardichians, the Taroshians, the Mushagians. This story kind of apply to everyone else, you know. Some Armenians ended up here in Granite City, some in St. Louis, some in East St. Louis, Belleville, but the largest settlement of Armenians are in New York and Boston, and now in California, now the largest, because California weather was more equivalent to where they came from, so they all went to California.
Oh, it was warmer there?
Warmer there.
Mm-hmm. In Armenia.
And farmers, this, what is it, this little, the picture, you know, this raisins that we get in the little,
California
the picture of, yeah, that little girl's picture, she's Armenian.
Oh.
That's an Armenian girl from California.
And the sun-made raisins?
The sun, yeah, right. That's a little Armenian girl. And you know who told us? We used to go to East St. Louis to Bee's to get our hair done.
Yeah.
And she was from California. And she knew that girl.